Okej, vi ska gå till Priyavrata and or Radio Krishna 101. At least for me, where I am now, after all these years, you know, all these programs and rules and regulations and sadhana practices and procedures and, you know, morning programs, evening programs, amount of rounds, all that. Well, we used to see those as the essence of it all, what it's all about. You know, if you do those things as many as possible, as much as possible, then you are okay. Now I'm seeing it this way, that yes, all of those are there, which I've repeatedly been nagging about here online, are there, of course, to be practiced, but for a purpose. They are not the purpose in themselves. Well, in a way they are, because they are ways of doing bhakti activities, but it is that which is the point and the goal and the purpose of it all, bhakti. And what does bhakti mean? It means Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. To be, you know, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whoever you are, to right now be aware of that this whole world we're in is a manifestation of Goddess and God, Mother Nature here, you know, Parvati, Mahalakshmi, you know, beautiful. And then in the heart of all of us, Paramatma, upholding, directing everything to works so that we can enjoy here, fulfill our desires and dreams and have fun. So that consciousness, and when you look in the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit gets that curse, has 1 week to live. So he goes to Shukadeva Goswami, asks him, so now what shall I do? What's the best thing? And that's a very good question. I have 1 week left to live. What in the world shall I do with the remaining seconds of that week? So he just... And it said they were sitting there for that week, and Shukadeva was talking this Srimad Bhagavatam to him. And the first thing Shukadeva starts talking about is exactly what I spoke about now. How we should learn to see Vishnu there, the Purusha. He's talking about the Vishvarupa, the Virat Purusha. To understand the conscious person behind all of this, or persons, because it's one who is two and who's many. And that's the coolness of it all, because we are part of those many. So we are part of this show, and we are part of God. Like rays from the sun. It's beautiful. And, you know, that's what this whole thing is about. For us to first realize that and see that around us every morning when we wake up and live the day with that consciousness, which from then goes on, you know, from that just first initial, which is a wonderful stage, a step to take into awareness of God being present around us, which of course then immediately implies that we are all of us who live, including humans of different nationalities and races and religions, you know, caste and creed. We are ultimately one big family, the children of God. And that goes a long way in itself when we start to realize and act that way. Because, you know, when you start talking and thinking, oh, he's my enemy and I should kill him, or I have killed him and I will kill others who are, you know, stand in my way of goodness and truth. You know, you might find yourself fighting for, which most do, find themselves, as far as they perceive themselves, fighting for the good and the best and the absolute truth and the, you know, everything like that. But if you then from there take that step that, yes, these are enemies, I should kill them, or someone should, for whatever reason, then, well, you kind of stepped out of that vision, that perception, that worldview of here, you know, here's God everywhere, and all those who live here are God's children, and we are all a family, so maybe we should first start talking and trying to understand each other, and, you know, and that's the thing. Now, I spoke to someone who hates Trump. He's just, you know, all of those bad words. And then somewhere or other we got into Putin, you know, Russia. I spoke of Russia. He speaks of Putin, these same ugly, horrible, bad words. But then, you know, last time Trump was president, what did he do? He just took his plane over and spoke to Putin, shook hands, you know, maybe we can come up with some deal, you know, we can, you don't want war, I don't want war, we want to just take care of each other's countries and fine, you know. And then he went to North Korea doing the same, China doing the same. Say whatever you want about that man, but that's how I think a leader should be, you know. Especially a world leader on top level, you know, you should make friends with the other leaders. I mean, you have this fantastic private plane, you know, which is like a fortress. You just jump on it and there you are, you know, have a nice dinner with that other president somewhere and talk about it. And you know, he even, you can find it on YouTube, Trump even had it made like a little trailer for a movie, because he knew that Kim Il-jung, whatever his name is, likes Hollywood movies. So he made it that style, action movie trailer, where the heroes in the movie were those two. You know, and they kind of became friends, and because him and his family liked that very much, you know, the Chinese kind of people, those from that part of the world, brand of humanity, they appreciate gifts like that. And Trump could understand, because he's a business guy. He's not one of those, you know, snobbish politicians sitting there safely in their offices in Washington and making war all over the world just for their own whatever profit. So yeah, shouldn't talk about that, but cut that. But yeah, instead of seeing each other, especially those, you know, the leader that they tell you is evil, whoever told you, well, that invisible kind voice that tells me everything how it is, but to actually start to have that outlook on the world as a Vaishnava has, Surya Sarvabhutan, I'm a friend of everyone, of every living being, not just of those who are exactly like myself, in the same group as I am, in, you know, with the same philosophical outlook that I have, you know, the same truths. Otherwise, they are demons. You know, that kind of mentality. So, and I'm saying that because it's important today. We are in a very, I would say, critical moment in human history here. So, we got to see where we are. We know what's going on in the world today and consider our way of looking at it and acting and talking and so on in the light of that Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, Titikshava Karunika Surida Sarvadenam Agyata Shatrava Shanta has no enemy and is a friend of everyone and who's peaceful. So such a devotee to me goes out into the world today and just tries to make peace. You over there, you have your, I understand you, you know, you Russians, yes, the Europeans and the US, they broke your agreement of not moving NATO further east than Germany. And yes, we agree. We tried to put NATO in Ukraine. And yes, we can. I mean, this humility, you know. If you would have put military bases in Mexico, as we try to do in Cuba, we then were ready to go nuclear. You know, so we can understand you now, kind of. You know, that honesty, but you know, at least that we can see it that way. Why that country reacted the way they did, and why these others did what they did. And you will find greed, and you will find envy, and you will find pride, and you will find fear, and you will find all kinds of weaknesses in those leaders who, you know, some of them are not very good leaders and are not very good at all of this. Rather, they do the good guy, bad guy, let's kill all the good guys and only we bad guys are left. But, you know, it doesn't work that way. It's about killing the demon in our own hearts, not in others' hearts by killing them or something. So, yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm sitting here today, 8th of November 2024, and looking at the altar, Shishigandhari, Kagiridhari, which I have here beautifully on my television in my room where I live and sleep and work and worship. And I'm just about to start my working day, a bit late, it's almost 12 o'clock at noon, but I have done work for now already, so, but then I thought before I really start my production work, I just want to listen a bit to some bhajans and do some japa and sit here in front of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sri Gonitai, you know, the Guru Parampara. And just here I am, you know, oh, there you are, reality. Nice to be in touch with reality again. There's all these things going on in this world. My goodness, what a mess. Thick illusions everywhere. So please just, you know, lead me through the day and save me from those illusions. I'm tripping into traps. I'm being led by the blind and the, you know, those who we shouldn't be led by. But to rather learn to see clearly myself and be ready to walk by myself. Led from within and above, and, you know, and being able to choose the friends and guides well, that's what we do, that, you know, that I find make sense, and that's all we can do. But then fight for, not against someone, but struggle for, work for. Fight doesn't mean that you try to destroy something or someone. Well, that's generally what that means, but then I don't mean fight. I mean, yes, struggle and work for, you know, with all that power of determination and forward strength and, you know, the ability, yes, I can do it. And that Westerners also very much, well, it's good, you know, but it's also good to, first of all, sit down peacefully considering what is it I should do that is good to do before you just throw all your powers into that, maybe working in the wrong direction. So therefore, first of all, and that's what I mean, start the day in that way. Sit down in front of your altar, picture of God, however you want to picture God, and, you know, guru or teacher or the wise that you respect, and just remember, here they are, here, this is here, reality, right? My highest view on reality here. So just, especially if you have come so far as to have a personal relationship to God, which is the most natural, come on, I mean, we are persons and we have relationships to each other, and it is those relationships that we value the most. So of course, that those relationships are then reflecting such a similar personal relationship to God, who is of course not less personal than we are, not less relationship able, but more. So therefore, you can, you know, we can all, you know, just turn to God at any moment and just talk to God and say, here I am, here are you. just, you know, and of course many they ask, help me with this, help me with that. But nowadays I just ask, you know, just use me as you like, and please somehow help me to always be aware of you at every moment, and to actually be myself, to be a, you know, a good Tikshava Karunika Surida Sarvadehinam Jata Shatra Santus person. Because that's how we are, and that's not just some exclusive thing for some others high up there. That's how we should all be, and that's how we all actually are. So I just want to be myself again. This is my prayer nowadays. But what I want to say here is that this is what it's all about. And if you just spend all your day doing activities, because those activities, you know, the little things you do with your fingers and your hands and running around, that is what makes God happy with you and accept you as a valid person. The more activities I do, the more God will like me. I mean, that's not what it's about. It's, you know, you can sit still under a tree all your day with eyes closed and just be perfect, just, you know. Madhavendra Puri, you know, and those, there are plenty of such examples too. You just go to Radhakund, you will find such people, the Bhajanandis. And that's perfection. Not doing anything else, eating some little thing, drinking something, sleeping a little now and then, but then just Krishna, Krishna, Radha, Radha. And then gradually just being there in Krishna's Leela. Although having a material body still, that wrinkled old thing there in that shadow land of earth, Vurloka. I'm somewhere else, you know. Life is going on. And much more wonderful level than that. It's just a matter of where you focus your consciousness. So, you know, though that's a very high platform, and that's the platform we're supposed to come to. And that's the blessing we have been given, that we actually can, by walking this path step by step, quickly or slowly, that's up to you. But you know, the rabbit and the tortoise, sometimes slow and steady is the best way. So anyway, I was intending to be very practical today. But you know, wherever you are, or wherever you are, whatever your situation is, when you listen to this, just sit down like that and be there, with your goddess and God. And, no. Anchor yourself, find the center of it all. And maybe as I do ask, you know, what am I going to do today? How am I going to best use this day? So that me and as many others, including you, are satisfied. If I, you know, do something nice, not just for me, but for me and everyone else, for us. And I guess that's what's really the difference in outlook here, that it's not just me and the others. And okay, me and God then. I can't avoid God, so. And that's it, but it's us. And that's what this God's Leela means, that it's all a big adventure. Divina Commedia. That we're all part of. And although this may sometimes appear as a total tragic adventure or nightmarish or horror movie or whatever, it is actually a very nice and beautiful adventure that all has to do with love. You could say how to love each other, how to when I say this word, they go, oh, no, you're going to go sentimental, romantic here again. But that's what we learn, you know. Bhakti means love. So, maybe I say to myself, oh, I have no love at all in me. And that's how I feel, you know. What is this love? I'm jealous of those who have found real love and who are really living like that, loving people. But then, I guess we all have love in us, don't we? Love to give. Maybe, you know, we're hurt and we didn't get love back. We got the opposite, maybe, and therefore we are afraid and we are locked up in there, and we don't dare to give our love to anyone because then they would just take it and beat us in the head or, you know, betray us or whatever. So then we need therapy. And I say that this Krishna consciousness, this bhakti yoga, is, when we understand it and do it right, live it right, and it is therapy. So therefore this little daily program, getting up in the morning, it's always good to get up early and start the day like that. And yes, we've got sadhana there, we've got this japa meditation that we can do a certain amount of rounds, as we call it, a certain amount of time every day. We got this meditation hours or minutes, whatever you can. And then whenever during the day that you feel and you can and you need, like when I sit on the subway, I just, you know, close my eyes and I have the Japa Mala, these chanting beads in my hand. And I just inside do my Japa meditation, my mantra meditation, and the outside world is just I'm taking a break from that for a few seconds or a few minutes. And it's amazing how much time during the day you have actually when you can do that, waiting for something or whatever, taking a walk. So that's what I want to share here, and that we can share with each other. You know, how can I, living not in a temple, in an ashram, you know, or in India or whatever, but the way most of us live nowadays, with my job, my family, my children, my home, my house, my bills, my this and that, my friends, and those who do me good or give me something I need, and those who try to take from me, and those who threaten me, and those who give me hope. I mean, that's the life we live. That's actual life. And how we can, in our daily life, these days, in these strange times, make it all work and find this inspiration and clarity and higher, you know, purpose and level from which we can act and be during this day that is coming now. So it's 12:09 here, and I'm clear about what I'm going to do, so I'm gonna finish my book later. Hare Krishna.